Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables. Tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I have Melissa on. You're live, Melissa. And I was just, okay, so this is the 432 Hertz from Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay, so this is 432. Hold on just a second. Let me play it just a couple bars. Okay, so with that being said, I want to play the 528. That was the 432, right?
Right.
Okay, now this is the 528 Queen Bohemian Rhapsody Hertz. 528 Hertz. Here we go. Hard time seeing the difference. Can you what difference are you detecting on that?
It's kind of hard to quantify.
Uh-huh.
But in musical terms, the 432 hertz, and this we're talking about how the tuning of
okay
the soundtrack.
Here's 432 again. Okay. All right. Okay.
Just see if when you play the next clip, it's just got a harder edge. It's got a brighter tone.
Okay, here we go.
And a harder edge to it.
Mama, life had just begun.
Interesting. Okay. Subtle. It's subtle.
It's hard to tell. And an A is still an A.
Okay. Huh, interesting. Okay. Okay. So
it is. But when you were setting that up on the break,
mm-hmm.
and when you came in and you started playing it, I didn't know which one you were going to play first. And I thought, okay, I'm going to listen and see if I can
right,
tell.
Right.
And when you started playing it, I said, that's 432.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And so what does that have to do? If somebody's going, well, what does that matter? Like, what does the hertz matter?
Well, here's the theory.
Okay.
And this is not hard science.
Okay.
This is the speculative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked last week about Schumann resonance, which is the heartbeat of the Earth. And that resonant frequency is about 8 hertz.
Okay. This is a part 2 show, by the way. The part 1 was last week. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about 8 hertz. It's the heartbeat of the Earth, meaning like your brain has brain waves,
mm-hmm.
the Earth also has electromagnetic waves that it's generating.
Right.
And so that 8 hertz is so low that we can't hear it, but our bodies can feel it. So the story on music and 432 versus 440, the theory goes like this, that 432, when you tune an A to 432 hertz instead of 440, it is closer in sync with the Schumann resonance.
Okay.
And so it speaks to the resonant frequencies of your body in a different way than 440 does, which does not have the same resonant quality. So you know what resonance is, right? Resonance is when one thing is vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
Something that has a resonant frequency will vibrate in sympathy with it.
Okay.
Like if you have two tuning forks,
mm-hmm.
and you hit one, and the other one will make a sound with it.
Okay.
That's a resonant frequency. If you remember back to your high school physics, the mm-hmm. Tacoma-Narrows Bridge,
okay.
that was, it hit a resonant frequency with some kind of material in the bridge, and it caused the bridge to vibrate at that frequency.
Hmm.
The wind, the relationship of the wind, the frequency of the wind. Anyway, when we're talking about resonant frequencies in our bodies, there is, if a 432 frequency tuning has to do with the Schumann resonance, then we would feel it in our body differently than a 440.
Hmm.
That's the theory, at
okay.
least.
Hmm.
It's very interesting. And if you, if anyone's interested in this, you can go out on YouTube. You can read the, you can listen mm-hmm. to people who are like, that's a bunch of baloney. You can listen mm-hmm. to people who say, oh my gosh, that's the real deal.
Okay.
And you can listen to music between 432 and 440. The other thing that's kind of interesting about those two tuning notes
mm-hmm.
is that historically, going all the way back, as far as they have ever been able to go, anciently, they tuned their instruments on that 432 resonant frequency,
mm-hmm.
although they didn't have a frequency generator. But they know that it, they tuned them that way. They Mozart tuned his instruments to a 432 frequency. A Stradivarius violin was built for a 432 frequency.
Huh.
It wasn't until about 1919 when an instrument manufacturer said, no, let's do it this way in order to sell a whole lot more instruments.
Yeah.
That 440 became the thing.
Hmm.
So maybe it's a merchandising ploy. I don't know. But, really take a moment and listen to some of the different varieties of music that are out there. And because there's plenty of it on YouTube. Look up classical music in 432 hertz.
Okay, because I want to see how
music
this...
Music in 440.
Okay.
And you'll find it.
I want to see how this resonates. I want to see what this does with sonic weapons. And, I mean, there's so much out there that this relates to in so many different ways.
It does. And so I guess what we need to remember is that we are beings of resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that those resonant frequencies now are being used for amazing things, for the good or for bad. And there's lots of people have individual stories, as well as I have stories,
mm-hmm.
about how music or those frequencies changed people's lives. They know for a fact that playing certain sounds,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't even have to be music, but our bodies respond to sound at an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hospitals have begun to come up with creative and inventive ways to lower people's stress levels with the music that they're, or the sounds that they're piping into waiting areas or surgical suites or, delivery rooms or wherever. They know for a fact that Alzheimer's patients
mm-hmm.
have a greater ability to communicate when you're playing music for them.
Okay.
And I think part of this, there's some interesting things about music. Every culture, everywhere, worldwide, all has music. But it seems to be a sort of superfluous activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help us eat. It doesn't
right.
help us survive. But everybody does it.
Right. True.
So why is that? And now they're beginning to look at brain scans and all that kind of stuff. Language is mostly a left brain activity. Music, generally speaking, lies on the right side, the right brain.
Mm-hmm.
However, music lights up your entire brain.
Hmm.
It's principally centered. There is no music center of your brain. There is a language center in your brain, but no music center.
Right.
When you are, especially when you're doing community singing,
mm-hmm.
when you're participating in a musical activity with a whole bunch of other people,
okay.
you tune, everybody tunes together.
That's true. It sounds
literally
beautiful.
And figuratively. And,
yeah.
and our resonant frequencies are tuning. We're tuning to each other. And the research that they've done about children and the benefits of music education for brain development, mm-hmm. those are not jokes.
Right.
Those are legitimate things.
It's such a real thing. China developed, and we've been using sonic weapons for a long time, China developed the first world's portable sonic gun for riot control by using focused waves of low frequency sound to absolutely have a biological effect that causes extreme discomfort, vibrations in the eardrums, eyeballs, liver, stomach, brain. They came out with a handheld device for crowd control, riot control, they said, and they use these focused waves of low frequency sound. And so this is so very real, and it's in this case being used against people and has been being used against people for a long time. They were just the first ones out with the handheld is what they're saying. I think our technology is 30 years ahead, and we have this too, but they're saying it's handheld now, which is a really crazy. It's just think about how it's being used as a weapon. It's very,
well,
very real.
And by the way, when we're talking about those kinds of weapons,
uh-huh.
those are infrasonic, meaning you can't hear them.
Right.
The wavelength that they're shooting at you is so low that you can't hear it.
It's like a dog whistle. There's
it's
certain
like
things you can't
whistle,
hear.
It's like a dog whistle, but it does, because your body hears it
yep.
and feels it, it can induce not just physical sensations like, nausea or
right.
whatever. It also induces emotional response.
Ooh.
Which is what... That's part of the point that I'm trying to make about music. Music affects us.
You're right. There's a reason.
Because of frequencies mm-hmm. and harmonics, and it does something to us. And the government and PSYOPs, which they've been at this for many, many years, they know that too.
Mm.
If they hit you with a certain frequency, they can induce in you the desire to leave because it's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah. They even say
it was jumbling
the brain. I mean, really, some severe consequences with this kind of stuff, too. But you're right. There's a reason that music hits us and it's so powerful, and that our whole life, a song can take you right back to a certain emotion you felt in your youth, even. There's a reason for that. It can also be used against us, too, and they know that. There's been enough research on it. They know it. And they are.
They do know it, and I think they've known it for a long time. I was reading a little bit about the history of sonic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who does that?
Right. Well, we do, but go ahead.
I do that, right?
Sure.
But it's a fascinating history. It goes all the way back to World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking, the first sonic weapons were not so sophisticated that were, you know, focusing a beam of, you know, low frequency stuff at people. The first sonic weapons were things to mislead and misdirect enemy forces on the battlefield. I listened, there's a whole lengthy story, history, about what they call the Ghost Army
mm-hmm.
in World War II, where Hollywood sound engineers were actually employed by the Army to lay down recordings that would simulate like the movement of soldiers or the construction of a camp or they had all these different recordings and they would play them in order to mislead and misdirect Germans. And they were very successful at it.
Crazy.
That's in part mm-hmm. a sonic weapon because it's playing a game with what you're hearing, right?
Yeah, And it looks similar to a rifle, actually. And then, of course, like a sound system attached to it. It's very, very strange. But I think one of the questions people will probably have, too, is can you evade it? Can you get away from it? Because they're not saying how effective, like the range of effectiveness and how many people it affects for a reason. And I'm wondering if you can even shore yourself up. Maybe we'll ask that after we get back from this break. We'll be right back, more with Melissa on your health with this. This is just kind of an amazing topic. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, for the recorded podcast of this episode, this live episode as well. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make you cry if I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Carry on, carry on. Nothing really matters.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Yeah, taking on a crazy topic. In fact, it's actually more of a normal topic than you think, just because sonic weaponry and, of course, the use of music and health and low frequency and all of this has to do with so much that's actually in our lives right now. I think we'd be amazed to find that out. And I think few shows would ever cover this. And I think this is so fascinating to me. This is why I've invited, you know, of course, Melissa comes on every week with a new fascinating topic, to her credit. But this is just such a cool topic. Before we go there, make sure you get to the website, Balance of Nature. Make sure that you're ordering Balance of Nature and boost up that immune system. Nothing does it like Balance of Nature. When I look at the testimonials of Balance of Nature, I mean, how many lives have been affected, I think it's crazy. As the government, it's just awesome. As the government's taking over more and more farms, we are losing our produce, we're losing our food supply to the government and whatever they want to do to it, to Monsanto. We have got to be able to take what we know about health and make sure that we are taking in a supplement with a lot of vegetables and fruits. And that's what this does. You can actually get about 11 servings a day. And I know you're not going to eat that many servings today. I just know it. And so this is a great way to do it. And you can pop these every morning. It's just a couple of supplements every morning. And you're going to feel so much better, sleep better, everything. Put in the code Kate when you go to order at balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, for listening to the show. They're a fantastic sponsor of the show, and they're amazing, and they're just an amazing product. That's why I like them. So, Melissa, let's talk more about these frequencies. Where do you want to start?
Well, I found this to be fascinating, and we mm-hmm. know that it came out in the 1960s mm-hmm. when papers and archives and stuff were being declassified, that the Nazis had been working on a sonic weapon.
Right.
And listen to this is crazy stuff. So they had the write-up on it tells you all the specifics. They had a parabolic reflector, and it was producing these sonic explosions.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what it says. The frequency was from 800 to 1,500 impulses per second. It had a sound intensity pattern and a 65-degree angle of opening. And at 60 meters distance, it had a pressure of 1,000 microbars.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything to me. But as you get to this, it was estimated that such a pressure would take from 30 to 40 seconds to kill a man.
Mm-hmm.
At greater ranges, perhaps 300 meters. The effect, although not lethal, would be very painful and would probably disable a man for an appreciable length of time. Vision would be effective. Low-level exposures could cause point sources of light to appear as lines.
Hmm.
Seriously.
Wow.
I mean, that's an acoustical wave. It's not a laser. It's mm-hmm. not a light beam. It's not any of that. It's a sound explosion. And at, what was it? At 30 meters, it could mm-hmm. kill you.
Wow.
If you were farther back, and it could kill you within 30 to 40 seconds. That's pretty lethal.
Yeah, that is. I think we've underestimated what this is and what it can do. And now that they're working on crowds, people assembling for whatever reason, you know, if you don't like it, you know, rarely would they use this on Antifa. No, they would use it on people that care about the country. I see more and more. And can you evade it? And the answer is no, unless you're walking around in a Faraday cage. I'm not quite sure how you could evade it. If they were using it as a weapon against you, too.
I found this also to be an interesting piece of information.
Okay.
That in 1977, the CIA contacted Margaret Thatcher and gave her information about some of the frequencies, these electromagnetic frequencies, that could induce, like 4.5 hertz could induce paranoia.
Wow.
They had depression and mania. Those are frequencies you can't hear. But imagine that you are in a prison cell.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that frequency shooting at you all the time.
And
you would be absolutely crazy in a very short time.
Yeah, and it can cause death. I mean, is this a great way to get rid of somebody they want to get rid of? Instead of inducing the heart attack, you know, from back in the years before Kennedy and through Kennedy's time, could they do that? And, you know, they had planned that attack on Cuba. And kind of interesting, you know, you're right. You can completely change a person.
So what they're doing, it's called entrainment. Meaning, they bombard you with a frequency, and your body will try. Entrainment is exactly what it sounds like get on the train.
Uh-huh.
So your body's going to get onto that frequency. It's going to try and align itself to synchronize with that frequency. So when your body is being bombarded by unhealthy frequencies, all kinds of things can do, and they know that they have been using this for behavioral control for many years.
Right.
And whoever talks about that?
They don't. We don't talk about it. There's a great video, if anybody wants to watch it, called The Minds of Men, that talks about this. And it's long, but it's worth seeing, The Minds of Men. That all of the work that went into having the Nazi scientists too in on creating this, or at least testing it out on innocent people too in America.
Well, here's another kind of disturbing fact.
Mm-hmm.
The frequencies that are generated by cell phones can be modulated from an external source.
Ooh,
and
ouch.
They can be used as a weapon.
Ouch. And what does everybody have? A cell phone. Do you know anyone that doesn't have a cell phone over the age of 12?
I do, actually. I know one person.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know one person. So, wow.
These are real risks. But lest we leave you with a bleak outlook.
Well, wait. What about jackpots? Like, what about the gambling machines? Aren't those set at certain...
Yeah, this is kind of amazing, too, because we kind of underrate our ears, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next wave of marketing is going to be auditory marketing.
Yeah.
So some of the things that they found out, there were two quick stories here that I think are very... They illustrate this very well. One of them, in Las Vegas, they took... You know, if I played the sound of a slot machine or the room with all those slots going, you would recognize it, and it induces your brain to have certain thoughts.
Well, some people salivate. I mean, it's total Pavlov.
It is, totally.
Uh-huh.
And so they did an experiment where they took the sound away from a slot machine, or maybe more than one, and those machines lost money. People wouldn't play them.
Hmm.
Same exact machine as every other machine in the room, except it made no sound. So that's one kind of on that side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, there was an organization, I believe this was in England, and they were trying to save chestnut trees, and they needed money. They needed people to donate to the cause.
Okay.
So they picked a particularly beautiful chestnut tree, and they had an artist design these kind of framework, arty kind of things that sat around the bottom of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a nut, one of the chestnuts, would fall and hit this piece of art, it would make a sound. And the different pieces of this made different sounds. All of a sudden, it's as if the tree sings, as if the tree makes this beautiful music, right?
Yeah.
And then they tagged that up, they paired that up with a campaign to have people donate to the cause. 500% increase in donations.
When we could hear it, when we could hear what the tree was doing?
When we can hear the tree.
Interesting. Huh.
You know, otherwise the tree's just standing there, right?
Right, right.
I don't care about that tree. Cut it down with a chainsaw, whatever.
Yeah.
But when the tree made a beautiful sound that people could connect to, suddenly they care about it.
Suddenly the emotion kicked. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so our emotions are tied to things that we hear, not in a very straightforward way all the time. We're not even really aware of it. I have a feeling we're already being marketed that way, and we don't know it.
Right, right. Well, it'd be hard to detect.
Because if somebody's talking about it, then it's already in use.
Yeah, it's kind of like the
machines.
But I found
this last piece that I really want to kind of leave everybody with. Acoustical and this vibrational frequency stuff has tremendous, you know, wherever there's light, there's dark. So we've talked about some of the dark stuff, you know, weapons and nasty stuff that can be used against us. But there are people who are now working on acoustical machines that can heal. They're found with heart patients, cardiac patients, listening to certain frequencies and rhythms for as little as 10 seconds can decrease blood pressure. It can cause, you know, tremendous cardiac strengthening just in that short a period. There's another guy who's a musician who has an interest in science who said, you know, those frequencies, we can crack, we all know that about you can crack a glass if you hit the resonant frequency, like the soprano that can sing and break the wine glass, right?
Right.
He said, well, we know that certain frequencies, we can break things apart. I wonder if we could break cancer with frequencies. And they had to find the two frequencies that did that. And they are now in trial with certain acoustical machines that are literally exploding apart like leukemia cells. And the patient literally just goes into a room and sits down and reads a book.
Okay.
It's not invasive. It doesn't cause you pain. It's a pulse at a certain, there's two frequencies they're shooting with. And the guy described it in musical terms. It's, you know, it's like, it's not a perfect fifth. It's, you know, this other, you know, frequency combination. But they have the data now. He's like, this is very helpful, especially for the treatment of children. That maybe their treatment in the future will simply be to go to the hospital and sit in a room and color in a coloring book for an hour. And that's their treatment. And then they go home.
Oh, that's wild. In this,
and, you know, if you think about it, you're already aware of some of the sonic machines in medicine. We all, every pregnant woman has had an ultrasound, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's a sonic weapon. It's not a,
weapon.
It's not a sonic weapon. It's a sonic medical device.
Right, right. You know,
we can't hear it.
Sure. Going back to the weapons for a moment, there was some photos taken at a U.S. weapons research facility like a decade ago. And they were picturing this huge, what looked like a big speaker, and then, of course, a rifle that kind of shoots it out. But if you ever see the military put up a big speaker and you're somewhere looking at something, you know, you're somewhere talking about something or in a small group protesting, you might want to be aware of what that looks like. But in order to understand it, you know, somebody was saying, you know, the Faraday cage materials that can combat that sound. I guess my question is, some people were saying, you know, earplugs or noise canceling headphones, have those available to you if you ever see a weapon like that go up. Do you have to hear it auditory for it to have the effect on your body, or can it just affect your body without without hearing it, even though you might not be able to actually hear it? Do you know what I'm saying? Does it have to go through the auditory senses?
I'm guessing, and this is a stab in the dark, but just based on everything that I've read and everything that I've studied, they're talking about, like, very low-frequency acoustic bullets that come out of, like, a parabolic dish.
Right.
It doesn't come out of a speaker. It comes out of a parabolic dish.
Right. It just looks like a speaker. It's strange. Some of them look like speakers. Some of them look like dishes. It's just odd. Yeah.
You would not be able to hear it, because if it's an ultra low frequency, our hearing doesn't start until you get to 60 hertz and above.
So if you canceled out your ability to hear, though, like let's say you were able to cancel that out, can it affect your body still? I mean, is it strong?
I'm guessing it can.
Yeah. Me too.
Because we don't hear the Schumann resonance.
But
our body knows it's there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because when we put test participants into a situation where they did cancel the Schumann resonance by shielding a room, it made them sick. They got nausea, headaches, anxiety. They felt horrible. When they reintroduced the Schumann resonance, which none of them could hear,
right,
all those symptoms went away. And that's an ultra-low frequency resonance.
I think this is so utterly fascinating, because the stuff we're going to be dealing with in the future, this is a great weapon for people that would be, governments would be using. And they know they can use this. It's been in development a long time, even though for years they denied the existence of it. Of course, like you said, ultrasound, jackpot, gambling machines. I mean, we've been using these frequencies for a long time, but with the good also can come the bad, and with the bad can come the good. And so this is why this is so fascinating, is how do you protect yourself? People might want to do some more research on that. Wow, Melissa. That was
so
awesome. It makes me, it really does.
I wish I had the physics background to really explain it.
Right. I've got like 10 more questions. Anyway, thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate you. That was awesome. You got me thinking. You got my wheels turning. And I love that about Melissa. She always nails it. Be right back with Susan. We're going to be talking about Shift. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things going on, jumping down the rabbit hole, of course, with Susan Reeve. And then also background on Shift, kind of some fascinating stuff. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't miss it. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.